the rest of the story. Tom was an inventor. Good one. Invented a weather vane that could be read from outdoors or in. A music stand that could accommodate four instrumentalists at once. Invented a clock that told both the hour and the day of the week. And he invented an early copying machine called the polygraph. And the dumbwaiter elevator. And the swiveling desk chair. And the first ever storm windows. So for these and more, Tom's generation owed him much. And yet how quickly they forgot. And that is the rest of the story. All through his later years, those past retirement age, Tom continually flirted with flat broke. And the size of his debts was always enormous, tens of thousands of dollars usually. There were various reasons for Tom's persistent penury, none of which really matter. Suffice it to say that no sooner did Tom retire than he was faced with bankruptcy, which ironically, he could not even afford to claim. What property he had was already mortgaged to the hilt. That meant that in the event of his death, his daughter and his several grandchildren would be left utterly penniless. Then an idea occurred to Tom. Why not hold a lottery? A lottery with everything he owned as the grand prize. If enough people purchased tickets, Tom could pay off all of his mortgages and debts, and he'd still have something left over for his loved ones to inherit. For such a scheme, permission would be required from the state legislature. And so in January, he sent his grandson to the Capitol to obtain a bill of authorization, impressing upon the young man that it was a question of life and death. Indeed, the alternatives to such a lottery were too terrible to consider. But the legislature, unimpressed, turned Tom down. It was as though all of the inventor's several contributions and all of his accomplishments had gone for nothing. As though nobody in the world who remembered Tom's name even cared. That realization struck Tom like a thunderbolt. He confided in his grandson, quote, "I had so far overvalued myself as to have counted on that with too much confidence. I see in the failure of this hope a deadly blast of all my peace of mind during my remaining days," end quote. Well, then, incredibly, wonderfully, a month later, the legislature reversed its decision and granted Tom his lottery. All of his worldly goods would be offered in a lottery. But, guess what? Hardly anybody bought tickets. And those who did contributed very little toward the dissolution of Tom's debts, for the debts by then exceeded $100,000. And that July, Tom died. His family bore their burdens bravely. And if it seems that Tom, this marvelous inventor, received less kindness and recognition and assistance at life's end than he was due, you might want to consider another little something he invented called the Declaration of Independence. You see, Tom, whose financial situation was so desperate that he tried to dispose of his property and possessions by lottery and failed, Tom was the third president of the United States, Thomas Jefferson. Now you know the rest of the story.